I'm so excited you're joining me for Glorious Living. I hope you're ready to study the Word of God together. Let's get ready to use your faith voice. Welcome to Glorious Living. I'm Kathy DuPlantis right here in Studio C and have a great, great blessing. My daughter Jody is with me today.
Yes, I love you, Jody. I love having you here.
We love it when you come on the program. Chrissy, of course, my blessing,
oh,
my friend.
Oh, I love you so much. We have
sidekick.
So much fun. I love when you say that. I'm the sidekick. It's like I'm the Robin to your Batman, Batwoman. It's
we
good
love
stuff.
Chrissy.
Oh, I love you.
Everybody loves Chrissy.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
You
but
can't
we
love Chrissy.
I love you.
I know you love her. Let us know how much you love Chrissy.
Wow, yeah, come on. Oh, this
great
is
a blessing.
Well, a surprise for you. People love you, Jody.
Aww.
And people write in all the time talking about how these studies of
partner letters
are such a blessing, and I have one I want to read.
Oh, go ahead.
And you need to write one in too yourself if you feel the same way. It says, my cousin outlines, highlights, and underlines the partner letter from Jesse and send it to me every month, and I also get my own in the mail. It's a blessing to always hear from Jody. She is God sent. We
Aww.
Love you, Jody.
Sweet.
Isn't that
God
beautiful?
Sent.
That's
no,
the
that
truth.
Was say, aw.
We're all God sent, right?
That's right. But it's so good. I love that she Aww. Said that her cousin sends her one, she gets her own in the mail,
Somebody
and then she gets to
she
study again. She
well,
gets three doses of study time on the partner letter.
And yeah. we're going to get a double dose of that with Jody today, triple dose.
Yeah, I love it.
And we believe, if you have a partner letter, why don't you just grab it and study along with us? We're going to go through the partner letter, the March partner letter that Jody helped works with her dad on. But show them what they would get in the mail if you're not a partner,
it.
What you can get.
Yeah, so expect this in the month, every month, the partner letter. It's so awesome.
Yeah, it looks a little different each month, but mm-hmm. that's the shape and size of it.
Yeah, we're passionate about world evangelism on the back, along with all of our social media handles so you can stay connected with us. And then when you get inside, you have the partner letter as well as these awesome affirmations that we send. And mm-hmm. Pastor Kathy, you've been actually reading these in Covenant Church and having the church say that with their faith voice. That
yes,
makes sense, right?
It does. And it strengthens your resolve. It reinforces the things that are actually in the letter. So after you read the letter first, and then when you go to the flyer, you'll see those affirmations and be able to say it.
It's awesome.
And say it again and again all month long, because it really will build your faith so that you can use your faith voice for the things that you need
Amen.
In life.
That's so good.
Yeah, Dad used to have partner letters that were really long. And this year, they're a little shorter, and he's doing it on purpose. And he's saying, you think people want to read all this? And sometimes we'd end up almost 4 pages, you know, because you could just go on and on and on when you're talking about the Word of God, and for him especially. So now when you get it, it's a front and back, so it is not going to take all day to do it, but it's something that you could put in your Bible, and when you have that time, you can go in little bits at a time that God minister to you
so
about,
good.
You know, what Dad's saying that month. So this one is about March, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. Joshua.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. It's so powerful because when you read the book of Joshua, you might be like, oh, this is a nice story, but it applies to us so perfectly and it goes so well with the theme.
Yeah. Anything yeah. in the Bible to me, you know, is applicable today.
Yeah.
It's in there for a reason. These stories, sometimes you can look and say, who cares what happened a million years ago?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's when I was a kid, that's how I was. Who cares, you know?
Yeah.
What's going on today? Well, they're in there for a reason.
Right.
Because they teach principles that apply to us throughout life, no matter whether, you know, it's a technologically advanced society or a primitive society. The same truths apply to
yeah.
humanity.
Well, God created lots of different creatures in the earth, but human beings are the only one with the power of speech, mm-hmm. and He gave it to us for a purpose. The same way that He used words to create the world, we can use words and change or create our world, create the world we believe mm-hmm. that we should rightfully have based on the Word of God, mm-hmm. a world that's free of pain and sickness, that's filled with God's blessing, joy, peace, strength, health, prosperity,
Amen.
Anything that we need in life.
That's yeah, right. So the theme for this year is use your faith voice, only say what faith says. And when He's talking about that, He's talking about the promises in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. That's what you're pulling on.
Right.
That's your foundation.
Right.
Your connection with God and, you know, knowing Jesus as your Savior and then digging in and saying, you know, what's going on in my life? Because there's a lot in here. You'll never get through it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you read, you know, the Holy Spirit, at least for me, directs me to what I need for that day.
Yeah.
Or what I need for what's coming up. One of the cool things about Joshua that you see, you know, this letter kind of just talks about what God tells him after Moses died. Mm-hmm. So we know that Joshua was like a military chief, but he wasn't a leader of the children of Israel. He was like the right-hand man to Moses. Mm-hmm. So he was nervous mm-hmm. about what was happening here. Moses, my servant, is dead. Joshua, go do this, you know, kind of thing. So he's a little nervous. And you can see God encouraging him and telling him what to do next. Mm-hmm. So if you don't mind, I'd like to just read the beginning of this before we get into this partner letter.
Yeah, let's read this.
Because what the dad talks about in here is he takes one scripture and talks about the five ways that you're going to have success. And because that's what God was talking to him about being successful in battle. They were going towards Canaan, go and take the land from the Canaanites. These were brutal people who worshiped in a whole different way, right? They had a lot of immoral sexual practices and child sacrifice. This is rough. You see a lot of weirdness today. Mm-hmm. Epstein Files weirdness. That is no new thing. Wow. The same old demons, the same old junk has been around. And Joshua is about to go against it, like we see people right now trying to go against that other evil, right?
That's right. That's
the
so
same
good.
Basis.
True.
Nothing new under the sun.
Right. Uh-huh.
Don't look at it and be all shocked. That's what only thing that bothers me lately. Can I say that?
Say it.
Say it, girl.
I see so many people so shocked at evil who are believers. This is not a storybook.
Right.
This is a truth, and it starts in Genesis.
That's right.
Telling you, look what's coming, evil, deception. What does God tell us at the end of the times?
Exactly.
It's going to happen. Delusion, great delusion, deception.
Yeah.
Same devil, same junk. What's hidden is just carts coming to light. They know it. They're going into the promised land. They're going to try to take it. Moses, the guy who is leading them all, who they all love. Come on, Moses, really. And now he's gone and they got second fiddle over here. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's probably a little nervous mm-hmm. about trying to step into that role.
Right.
But that's what God wanted for him. And, you know, he's prepared himself in the times probably nobody saw. Right? So we do that too, right? We might not be the leader of a troop of what are, maybe we will, but whatever it is in our life that God's drawn us to, whatever success we want to have, whether it's on a battlefield or in our family or in our health or whatever else, we got to prepare for it. And we got to do it God's way if we want God's best. It's got to be done God's way. And that's what this letter is really talking about. When we say we use our faith voice, this isn't like affirmations of the world where we're just saying mm-hmm. any
it's not
old
just
thing.
Positive thinking
that's
or
right.
speaking.
Yeah, you should have positive thinking and speaking, but it should be based on something much deeper than that.
Yeah, that's
which
awesome.
Is your connection to the Father through Jesus Christ, your connection to the Holy Spirit, which is the one who's with us now that Jesus is gone. This is our daily, howbeit when the Spirit of truth has come, is going to lead and guide you all truth.
Right.
You know, that's something for us right now.
Every moment of every day.
That's right.
Yeah, Joshua didn't even have that and he could still be successful. So God knows you can be successful.
Of course.
With even more
it's
of that.
It's so encouraging to know that. And like we mentioned before, there's no, I want
went
to keep
off
going,
on it.
Keep going. But there's nothing new under the sun.
There's nothing new under
and
the sun.
And it applies now.
Evil is real.
And Jesus is coming back and we need to have these biblical principles, these insights, revelation for today mm-hmm. so that we can prepare for his coming.
And we can't get so distracted with the devil that all we do is stare at what's dark. Mm-hmm. You know, I never see Jesus one time looking
That's
around
good.
At the Pharisees and saying, I see what you're doing. And then listing out everything what's dark and not going, getting up and go do what God told
Amen.
Him to do.
Yeah.
Like Dad says, push the light. You can't conquer darkness by staring at darkness all day and reading the Epstein Files. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just immerse yourself in darkness like the Canaanites mm-hmm. over here. No, no, no. They were to get up and go take the land and go do what they were supposed to do, what God gave them to do. And Jesus preached, stay focused. Don't fall into delusion. Don't
you
be
could.
Deceived.
It's easy to.
It's very mm-hmm. easy to because it's heartbreaking mm-hmm. and it has some heartache in it, you know, but you got to get up every morning. You might as well say something good, and you might as well go in the good direction because you really don't know the day and the hour. Plenty of people have thought the end of times was there. Mm-hmm. We could be here. I believe we are. But if we're not, you're still going to live your life, so you might as well live it good, right?
Right.
And you might as well have good success, and that's what this is talking about. I'm going to go straight to that scripture.
Well, we could learn from this whole story because Joshua, you know, the whole nation of Israel could have thought everything was over because Moses, who was leading them, was dead.
And they're facing the Canaanites. That's a rough group.
Well, here in Joshua 1, which we're going to go to, so if you have your Bible, go to Joshua chapter 1, because mm-hmm. Joshua was a person that he Moses was in the presence of God, but Joshua wasn't very far away. He watched and he walked and he was the number two, like you said, but a great number two. Not everybody that's a number two is great. This Joshua was great. God saw something in him.
Right.
And I believe God sees something in you. It's why you're here watching this program with you. Not just watching, you're participating. I believe you're studying along with us. So Jody's going to read.
I'm going to go straight to the main scripture that Dad says, but then I'm going to go to number one.
Okay.
So, we're here. We're going to start with a little bit of this is the partner letter, and that's what I'm reading from. So if you have yours, you can too. So the main theme again is use your faith voice. Only say what faith says. And the foundational scripture for the year is Romans 4:17, which says, "Even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were." So this is about praying what you want, saying what you want, not what you have. Remembering this is Abraham, remembering his promise, and speaking it out. So that, you know, it will come to pass, believing in what God told you He's going to do. Okay, so my dad says here, today I want to bring you to Joshua 1:8, where God speaks His final advice to Joshua after the death of Moses. Joshua is taking over as leader. He's nervous about that because Moses was such a loved leader for the children of Israel. But God speaks plainly to Joshua and tells him in Joshua 1-7 what to do and how to be. God wants to assure Joshua that he will fulfill his destiny and reach his destination, but he closes out his advice to him by saying how Joshua is going to be able to do that. There are five things I want you to notice about God's advice to Joshua on how he's going to succeed God's way in doing what he's called him to do. God tells Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth," that's one, "but thou shalt meditate therein day and night," that's two, "that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein," that's three, "for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous," that's four, "and then thou shalt have good success."
Yes.
Let's see.
Where are we
let's
read
go right
from?
Here. I'm going to start right here.
What chapter is
it? Oh, we're right in the beginning still. And I want to just go, okay, when you see the first, it says, after the servant of Moses.
Are we in Joshua?
Yeah, Joshua 1.
Just want to make sure because they're following along with us.
Yeah, so verse 2 just tells you, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, you and the people, to the land of which I'm giving you, the children of Israel." Then he goes on and from 3 to 5 telling them where. He's marking out the territory of what's yours. Mm-hmm. You got to mark out the territory of what's yours
Come
too,
on,
by the way. Okay,
good.
But number 5 says, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life." This is what he's telling Joshua. Mm-hmm. "I want you to know, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you." Mm-hmm. So first he gives him the orders of what to do. And second, he tells him, "This is what belongs to you." And the third, though, he wants to say, "I want you to know nobody's going to come up against you without me on your side.
Come on.
You're not doing anything you're doing alone."
Right.
It's that kind of thing. And then he's saying, "I'm never going to leave you or forsake you." What a blessing, right?
Yes.
But then he encourages him, "Be strong and of good courage."
Verse 6.
Yeah, verse 6. "Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers." And then he tells him again. I love this because it shows you that God knows we need strength, mm-hmm. and he knows we need courage. So here he tells him double. Yeah. "Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or the left, that you may prosper wherever you go." So prosperity is attached to obedience.
Amen.
Right? Prosperity is attached to obedience. "This book of the law," and this was the scripture right here, "this book of the law shall not depart out of that mouth." That's number one. "But thou shalt meditate there and night." That's number two. "That thou mayest observe it to do all that is written in it." Three. And then, you know, I love this part. "Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous." Notice it didn't say God's going to make your way prosperous. You're going to do it.
Yes.
He's telling Joshua, you're going to do it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You're going to do it by doing these other things. "Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success."
Yes.
Number 5.
I love that. And let me just say one more thing before we go on, because verse 9 says it again. So if God says something one time, it's great. He says it a second time, watch out. Do
yes.
it. The third time, this is like, in stone.
It's a three-time
verse
thing.
9. You want
to
read verse 9?
Have
you want me
I
to?
Not? Oh, no, you do it. I'm taking it over.
"Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither thou be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest."
This is what a such a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. This was a big deal to go into that promised land. All those people had been told, you know what I mean? And they had been, their heart was set on being where they were supposed to be. And there were evil, brutal, disgusting people in the land doing horrible things, right? And God says, no, this is yours. This is yours. So sometimes those obstacles in there look overwhelming, and yet God says, this is yours.
Yeah.
I love that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then, but he tells them over and over three times.
That's my favorite part. Because how many times do we need to get like knocked upside the head? Like, come on, I said it. But he loves us so much and cares for us so much that there's always a way with the Lord. He will always make our path straight when we follow him. And I love when you said that it's connected to obedience, that we have a part to play.
Absolutely.
That we need to step out in faith and we need to use our faith voice to take responsibility.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's going to do it for you.
That's right.
Just like nobody's going to get saved for you. Nobody's going to live by faith for you. Nobody's going to do that. You can watch people all day long, and if you never do it, you're just a spectator.
Yeah.
But if you want to succeed, like for Joshua, he had to get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Go do whatever I told
you
to do.
And it's real easy to get stuck in your past.
Oh, gosh,
it is. A lot of people did. These people could have got stuck in their past. In fact, if you look back at their ancestors, they had 400 years of bondage that they had just been set free from. Mm-hmm. So they had to learn to live different, to think differently.
And that's a process.
Oh, totally.
And so what you're going to need for that process, be strong, be courageous.
Yeah. Don't be dismayed.
Don't be dismayed.
I'm with you.
I'm with you. And we do that with little babies, like your little baby right now. Like she started walking.
Yes.
You're encouraging her, not just once.
Yeah, exactly.
You're repetitively.
It's a reinforcement. And then when you have that relationship, that you mentioned it, staying close to when you're a mother and you're with your child, making sure that bond is close, that they trust you. The only way you can build that relationship is you stick close to them.
Right.
And so that's why it's so important to study the Word of God, to get these reinforcements, to get our magazine, partner letter, watch on the app. It's because when you just delve into the Word and you are constantly having that reinforcement of faith, sometimes it just comes out of you and you're surprised. And it's pretty soon when you wake up and you're like, I don't know, today's just going to be a day. And then all of a sudden you snap out of it and go, no, it's going to be a great day because
you're
I'm walking in the
faith.
Light. Yeah, I'm building, and it just comes out of you. I love when those moments happen.
I'm going to be strong. You know, I know that I'm not alone, that you're with me, that you're never going to leave me or forsake me. Mm-hmm. No man, you know, nothing's going to come against me that I can't handle because you're on my side.
Yeah.
You got to talk to yourself. Like David stirred up the gift of God in him and spoke strongly. I'm sure that Joshua remembered these words, that if God said it three times to him and say, let the weak say, I am strong. It didn't say you are strong, but let the weak say it, because in the saying and in the believing, you do gain strength.
Amen.
It is, you're going to have what you say. So if you're constantly talking down to yourself, like that you can't, that it's so bad, that I never will, then it's going to be really hard to have faith for something good if your mind and your mouth are filled with what you don't want.
That's right.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He could have said the whole time, you know, oh gosh, like when they said, oh, we're just grasshoppers, you know, the other way.
Right. Bible's filled with examples like that to help us to get back on track. Mm-hmm. Let's continue reading the letter.
It's
so powerful.
Partners, if we as believers want to succeed in what God has told us to do or have, if we want to do things God's way and succeed at making our way prosperous and having good success, like he said, then we too must do the five things God told Joshua. God is no respecter of persons. Remember, the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light into our path. That means we must let it illuminate how we think and how we feel and how we walk and talk. Joshua 1:8 is telling us to only say what faith says. To do that, we have to put the Word at the center of how we think and how we speak, and not just on Sunday or when we feel like it. In 2026, I want us to focus on meditating on the Word day and night and never letting it depart from our heart and our mouth. That's how we're going to be able to do what the Word says and have what the Word says. Our life will unfold in the direction of our faith, and our faith must be in the principles of the Holy Word of God. Then we make our way prosperous. Then we have good success.
Glory.
Ooh, I love
glory.
That.
Glory. Let's
love
keep
say, that.
Reading, Jody. I just
only
love this letter.
Only say what faith says.
Right.
Only use your faith voice. Do you get what I'm saying here? Start seeing faith in the Word and His ways as being the way to success, the way to being a success, going somewhere to succeed. Let the meditation of your heart and the words of your mouth be acceptable to God, like the scripture says. And the only way for those two to be acceptable is to have faith. It's the only way we can please God. We don't please Him with doubt. We please Him with faith. Hebrews 11:6 says that. One point I want you to realize today is this. Worldly riches, great estates, they're not mere accidents for the believer. There's providence in them. Mm-hmm. Remember what God told Joshua in those five ways to succeed. God didn't say He was going to make Joshua's way prosperous. He said Joshua would make his own way prosperous mm-hmm. by consistently speaking the Word of God and keeping it rolling over in his heart. Why? So that he could obey it. Mm-hmm. Notice that God called it the way to prosperity. God's prosperity. Yes. God called it the way to have godly success in your endeavors. God said that. So I want you to realize that God wants you blessed spiritually, physically, in every way, mm-hmm. but it won't happen His way unless you use your faith voice.
I love that.
Anybody can tell it like it is, as they say, but faith tells it how it's going to be.
I love it.
Faith says how it's going to be before it ever is. And it's in the saying and the believing and the doing that what we are aiming for starts to come to pass. Do you get what I'm saying, partner? I know that you do. Being wishy-washy doesn't do diddly squat in making your way prosperous or happy. That is very dad.
That has, I love you have that. To say that again. Because I
feel
like well, I need to hear it.
Wishy-washy doesn't do diddly squat. So,
you gotta
Dad,
say it like that
is
too.
So, these are his letters. He writes them by hand.
Oh, love it.
And then we expound on them, you know, because it's like that. But this is his way.
And we print it out, mail it to people. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people get this, but digitally as well.
Yes.
And I'm reading it in the digital version, which you can get right now as well. But it's so powerful.
It's
so
I believe if you're probably sitting here watching us or watching Dad, I think that, you know, there's reason, right?
Yeah.
He's easy to understand.
And you can hear him. When you read it, you really can hear his personality shine through. I remember when he preached this message, he preached the theme message, and that was one of
back
the points.
Back in January, Covenant Church.
Yeah,
the first Sunday of the year.
Yeah, it was amazing. We celebrated 50 years of ministry that day.
That's right.
It was so, we had a surprise for y'all. I was so nervous.
Yes.
I don't never get nervous.
You were shaking.
So
I remember
nervous
that.
To surprise y'all. It was such a big deal. And then after that is when he preached the theme message, and I put a note about the wishy-washy part. And I said, oh man, you can't be double-minded
when you do this.
It's so perfect. Yeah, let's read that. It's so good.
No, that's exactly what he says right after. So you're thinking the same way.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Where is it, Jody?
Yeah, being wishy-washy doesn't do diddly squat in making your way prosperous or having good success. A double-minded man
that's
is unstable in all his ways. We know that from Scripture. I think that's a good point maybe you want to talk about if it ministered to you.
Oh, yeah, it sure did. Well, when you think about it, you can't be wishy-washy in your faith. And I know Boss, he wrote a whole book on doubt. I Never Learned to Doubt. And
he talks about how you need
to stick close to God and that you can't let doubt infect your life. It's actually a form of atheism. I love when he says that because it totally takes over your faith walk when you let that doubt take root. And how do we combat that? We get stable in the Word and we start speaking it constantly.
It's like saying your thoughts matter more than God's thoughts.
Exactly.
That you're doubting what He did, so you must have more information than God Himself.
And that's
so dangerous. How self-righteous is that?
That's called the devil. That's called all the way back to the before.
Yeah,
and that's
his
before,
best.
Before. That's called
his main plan
Satan
of attack
falling.
To steal from
pride.
You.
It's pride.
That's what he came to do. Jesus says, the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Mm-hmm. And he says, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
I often quote
that verse on the Scripture. But realize the devil first comes to steal, and then he destroys. But if he doesn't, he comes to steal the Word out of your heart.
That's right.
And then when he can destroy everything else.
Yeah.
He comes to steal everything.
He comes
to kill everything. He comes to destroy everything. And it all starts with that ego.
Yeah.
Everything is all in the ego. So, yeah, it is a form of atheism,
and that's
doubt, because
that's
it's
ego.
That's
how we have to do it. We have to make sure that we're reading it. Yeah, exactly. And that we're studying, that we're reading our affirmations so that that wishy-washy spirit can't contaminate our faith. We don't want to be wishy-washy. Doesn't do diddly squat. That's what Boss said. It doesn't do diddly squat. I love that.
Yeah,
I
mean, he just walked into the studio.
Yeah, he's
in
did.
The background.
So we got a little distracted.
Make a start.
Come on in, Boss. Come on in. Look, he's here.
In his shorts. He's always in his shorts.
He's in his shorts. Look at that. I love
it. Yeah, we all kind of flinched for a second.
Yeah.
We've been studying. Your partner letter from March.
I'm just getting close to the microphone.
Go ahead. There you go there.
Well, good. I hope all the partners like it.
Yeah, good job. It's a good,
well,
it's good.
It's not only a word of God for you, but it's a word of God for me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you share it with the world, and we just love that.
And I'm a partner to the ministry, always have been, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, me too.
It's not mine, this is God's, you know.
Yeah, I think a lot of people
so
think if you're
I would
teaching,
just thought I'd
right?
just jump in real quick.
Oh,
and
we love
that.
It. I love it.
So y'all keep saying nice things about me.
Okay, okay. All right.
What a genius. Full of joy. There
yeah,
it is.
We're so glad.
Isn't you know, you think sometimes.
You know, he came in here in person, but he's always here in the house because we have the picture right there.
Yeah, I think some people think, you know, just because you're a preacher or just because you're sharing something that you're always in the giving mode, but all of us are servants of the Lord and sons and daughters Amen. Of the Lord. All
That's
of
right.
us, from the ones you see on TV that are maybe you look up to, all the way to the brand new born again believer.
Amen. That's right.
All of us are on our journey that what God gave us to do in
Amen.
Our life. And so, yeah, he's saying this because it's for him too. There are things, if you're still breathing, you know, he always says, you know, there's still things for
you
God for
grow.
You to do.
Oh,
you're always growing and he's growing. He uses these, they encourage him too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, don't look up to the people like as if who are speaking to you as if they're God. We only have one Father, one Jesus Christ, but we're learning from them. Look how much further around.
Right.
50 years in the ministry, 50 years in the faith.
Wow.
I mean, if we can't learn something from somebody been that long, right? We can learn from babies even, right?
We can learn from everybody.
But I think it's precious that he often says that, hey, this is for me too. And I think he's saying that to try to let you know,
yes.
It's for him too.
For
like,
all of
look
us.
At where I'm going. I have things I still want to do. I'm not going to get there unless I use my faith voice.
I love this because it's a practical guide. It's God's way for good success. A lot of people want to go to, I mean, it's fun. I love watching podcasts and self-help books and all that good stuff. But when it's rooted in the Word of God and it's a plan that God himself created. I mean, I love when that part in the letter, it says, this is God that said that.
Yeah.
We're talking about the creator of the universe, the one that knows you by name, knows every hair on your head, gave you a distinct thumbprint that no one has.
Yeah.
He's the one making this plan. It's not just some random person. This is God.
That's
Why
so true.
Not? Why not take him at his word and believe with your whole heart?
I want to say this last little point, and then maybe I know we're towards the end
here.
Well,
we could go a little longer.
Okay,
I want to finish the letter. I really think it's important that we do that.
This is... only say what faith says. Use your faith voice to yourself and everyone around you. Remember, you believe your words more than anybody else's. So let your words line up with God's word. When God spoke to Joshua, Joshua turned around and spoke to the nation of Israel. God's words didn't end in Joshua's heart. It didn't end in Joshua's self-talk either. God's words moved on into the ears and hearts of others.
And we're reading it too.
Exactly.
Yeah,
think
about
that.
Words are moving on.
Well, Joshua, God gave it to Joshua. Yeah. Joshua gave it to the people. It was written down so that we could read it. And we're reading it today.
We're reading it today.
He gave it to Jesse, and then he gave it in the letter. Now we're all studying it some more.
Partner, we are loudspeakers for people to see and hear.
Loudspeaker.
The question is, what are we saying? God may speak in a still, small voice in your heart, but it should affect you as if it's loud in your ears. Mm-hmm. That's really sweet, right?
I love that.
Your faith voice needs to be heard by others. You're called to pass along good things, and faith is a great thing.
Oh,
so his thing is, another point I want to share with you today is this. Without a sense of obligation to God, there's really no obedience to God. Mm. The only Jesus some people will ever see is the Jesus in you or the Jesus in me.
Jesse says that all the time.
All the time.
That's one of his trademark statements.
It is.
Still speaks such power to my heart.
Because it's true. But unless we value him, we won't have that sense of obligation to spread his word and his ways. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Mm-hmm. So just do what he said. That's so dad too. Just do what he said.
Just do it. Just do
and
it.
Remember that your faith voice has the power of not only producing in your life, but also affecting the lives of others as well. To increase faith, Romans 10:17 tells us that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Partner, I want you to realize that your words can build others' faith if you are using your faith voice. God will cause people to hear you when you speak if you are speaking according to his word. I also want you to see that your obligation to God causes your obedience to God. Again, you must value him. And your obedience to him affects those around you more than you can possibly realize.
That's right.
Your words matter, so make them count.
Make them count.
Today, make a grateful acknowledgement of God's goodness to you by choosing to live in unreserved dedication to his service.
Mm-hmm.
Let God use you, like Isaiah said in Isaiah 6:8, "Here I am, send me." Mm-hmm. Let God use your faith voice. Do it for yourself and for the people around you who are listening. it will work.
Amen. Amen.
I love that so
much.
It's
got a little closing, but that's
the
meat.
It's got a great closing. It just thanks people for what they do through the ministry, and we're going to thank our partners for helping us do what we do in this ministry. He says this is our 50th year of preaching this glorious gospel. He says, and I have even more passion for the Word of God than when I started out 50 years ago. Do you know why? You. He's talking to you in the letter, and we're talking to you there on the broadcast today. You sent me with your prayers and your financial support, and I will not disappoint God or disappoint you. My faith voice is stronger now than it ever was. Thank you for trusting me with your seed. I have and will always respect your trust in me. Until next time, keep the faith. Love
he
you.
He always ends that way.
I love that. I'm getting teared up with this. I feel all filled up with the presence of God because it's so beautiful that y'all take the time to listen to the voice of God for 50 years.
Brother Jesse, he's still getting
these rich revelations. Both of you are. You take time to sit with their daughter, to write it down. This is going all over the world to the nations. And to have the honor to sit and to talk about it and to really encourage people to say that, here I am, send me. Here am I, send me. What a beautiful thing to encourage people to call out to God.
I know. When I was a kid, I hated that verse. I would say, here I am, send them.
There they are.
Send them. But I was so fearful of being sent. I just thought I was going to end up on the backside of someone.
But you know what's awesome?
I don't want to.
Is that the partnership sends you, sends boss, sends all of us to do this broadcast.
Well, it's got to get in your heart.
Of it.
It's got to get in your heart. You know, you can't say, Lord, send me until you value it.
Amen.
And you can't value it until your faith is built and you see the why and you see the goodness. Look at him. The good. What does that say, that last part? Like focusing on the goodness of God in your life. Like the gratitude for the goodness of God. If nothing looks like it's going right, if nothing else, he sent Jesus and my soul is saved.
Yes.
I am on my way to heaven.
Nothing matters.
I don't care what's going on in this world. But look, that's the bare minimum even. The idea
that
heaven is your bare minimum right now, because of course you're having that forever. That God wants you to have a good life here. And he has things for you to do and challenges for you to overcome. This for Joshua was a huge challenge.
You know, a perfect example of that.
Be strong, be courageous.
Is the testimony you read right at the beginning that people do receive this letter.
Yeah.
They recognize that it comes from God and it's a word of God for today that's based on the word of God. And then that person was writing it and sharing it with their family friend.
Was it a sister or brother? A cousin. Outline, highlight, underline, and then she gets her own in the mail. And then she watches the broadcast. She commented under A Glorious Living. She watched it again. It's just so rich and full of divine insight that God wants you to have for today so that you can overcome those battles of life, those circumstances that seem impossible.
Right. So this letter is so
your
precious.
Promised land, right? Your promised land, whatever that is.
Right. And it's so precious to us, and this is why we want everybody to get it. If you're not a partner, you can become one and receive your partner letter every month in the mail, a word that God will speak to you. And you know what? When you read it, you can even spring from it, and God will give you even more.
Right.
It'll be a catalyst for what God wants to do in your life. If you're not a partner, you can become one today. There's many different ways to do that. You can see that on the screen. You can go to JDM.org, use PayPal, text to give, select giving on the JDM app, or you can mail in your donation. Just know that when you do give, it's sown into good ground, and we believe God with you for your promise. We're going to keep using our faith voice for the things that you send in, the prayer requests you send in, and we expect great victory in every area of your life.
Oh, I need
Amen.
That. Thank you, Jesus.
That using your faith voice, and I love what he says here, words matter.
They do.
Words matter.
They are.
So say some good ones.
Say
what you want, not what you have. Dad says that also a lot. Only Jesus some people ever see is Jesus in you or the Jesus in me. Let your voice be like a loudspeaker. The still small voice needs to be like loud in your ears, meaning that it is not just to hear and absorb and be something you take, but it's something to kind of move through you too. You say it, others hear it, you affect people you don't even realize.
That's right.
You know, just by whatever God gave you.
Whew. Yes, and it's a whole new way of thinking. It's a whole new way of living. It's a whole new way of speaking, and it will change your life.
It's a strong and courageous way of speaking.
Amen. It's a glorious way of speaking. It's glorious living.
It does a lot more than deadly squat.
Yeah, being wishy-washy doesn't do deadly squat.
Don't be double-minded. In fact, share this with someone else that you know need it. Just the same way the cousin shared the letter, you can share this program with someone. How do they do that, Chrissy?
You can go on your social media, wherever you are, whether you're on Facebook or Instagram, if you're seeing a clip, YouTube, and click that share button and subscribe. I always have to tell them.
I do.
Go on your YouTube and subscribe. When you do that, we will get pushed out on the algorithm. People will see us from all over. We love that. And then if you're watching on the JDM map, after you close this out, go watch the 530 more messages we got.
Good
it's Lord. Good. It's
I know, 50 years.
That's
old.
Right. And then you could, if once you get on the mailing list, you can get our beautiful magazine that will bless you. It's such a blessing. We've been putting this out for so many years. Over 40 million copies have gone out all over the world.
Printed
over
and digital,
the years. Printed, and then we have digital copies as well. In fact, I think an excerpt from this letter is in this magazine.
Yes, it is.
So you can read that.
Yeah, this year they're doing that to try to show people, hey, look, these little teachings that he does that can help you along. You know, don't let the word of God depart.
Well, this has been so much fun, Jody.
Thank you
for joining us again. We love it when you come on the set of Glorious Living.
Thanks for having me.
I love having you
here. I hope you'll come back.
I'll book her.
I forgot that I agreed to this. I was like, yesterday afternoon, I was like,
by the way.
All right.
But it's always a blessing. It's always a blessing when you could join me here.
I had a little stumble moment there.
That's okay. Chrissy, thank you again for joining me.
Thank you
so much for joining us right here in Studio C. I hope you'll join me next week. We're going to have another great program. This whole program is just geared to bless you and touch your life, and I believe it has today. God bless you.